Most lawyers must put in long hours of school, then spend years working cases in court before they can ever think about becoming a judge. But this man skipped all the prerequisites and had quite a fun time dispensing the law as he saw fit. His story is this edition of the American Countryside. A Farming the Countryside podcast, we're talking about the stories, tips, and trends affecting agricultural and rural America. What can you expect in the markets? How do you evaluate new technology? What are the latest trends when it comes to successful crop and livestock operations? Those topics and many more are our weekly focus with guests from across the nation. Farming the Countryside is brought to you by Pivot BioProven. Find the Farming the Countryside podcast on the AgriTalk app or just use your favorite podcast platform. And you can follow our show on Facebook. Catch Farming the Countryside for a weekly look at the stories affecting rural and agricultural America.
Picture yourself driving the tractor of your dreams, creeping up and down the rolling hills, enjoying an incredible sunset, and feeling satisfied that you were able to finally find your dream tractor at a reasonable price. Visit MachineryPete.com for the best selection of used tractors, skid steers, mowers, and more. We've revolutionized searching for equipment online. Find exactly what you're looking for quickly and easily. Your next piece of equipment is only a click away on MachineryPete.com. Visit MachineryPete.com now.
Roy Bean is a name that has long been synonymous with the days of law and order in the Wild West.
In 1882, he was running a saloon in the tent camps as the railroad was being built west from San Antonio.
Becky Foster describes the legendary figure from the Judge Roy Bean Visitor Center in Langtree, Texas. Bean was about to become more than just a saloon keeper in the railroad camps, though.
The Texas Rangers needed someone and somewhere to try people closer than Fort Stockton, which was 150 miles away.
And so Bean became the man to administer the law in the wide open spaces of southwestern Texas.
He truly was appointed a judge, even though he didn't have any law background or experience, no degree, and he only kept one law book. Even though they would send him more, he said, "I don't need that. I already have one."
Bean had been moving west with the railroad. By 1883, the Southern Transcontinental Railroad was complete, a vital link joining east and west that passed through an area between San Antonio and El Paso. It was near the joining point of those rails that Bean established a permanent place to live, work, and dispense justice.
He knew that there was going to be a stop set in this location. We're less than half a mile from the Rio Grande River, and there's a natural spring nearby. And so he decided to basically squat on railroad property and establish a saloon here. And the railroad let him stick around.
Bean was an entrepreneur, finding ways to make money at every turn. In 1896, he even staged a heavyweight prize fight on a sandbar in the middle of the Rio Grande River to work around laws in the countries prohibiting the sport at the time. He not only charged admission, but he charged spectators to walk across a bridge to the ring as well. That story next time as we travel the countryside in Langtree, Texas. I'm Andrew McRae.